And now on Breakfast with Vossie, the back page with Michael Carayannis. Thanks to Harley Heaven, the home of Harley Davidson in Sydney.
Yeah, for Harley Heaven, I think I could say, will Brandon Smith be on his bike out of Melbourne? What's the chances, Michael? What's your read on this one right at the moment? What are you hearing? How upset Melbourne are? Is there, in your opinion and the mail that you're getting, any chance that Brandon Smith wouldn't be at Melbourne next year?
Yeah, good morning, Vossie. Well, there's definitely a chance. They're filthy, the Storm. They feel like they've been disrespected by Brandon. You know, they were a bit unhappy with his, you know, tour, of a very publicised tour of every club. But then the podcast over the weekend and just the talking about winning a premiership at another club while you're still, you know, got 12 months out with your current club, it just didn't sit well with the Storm. That they are definitely ropeable. They kept a low profile yesterday because they just didn't want to say anything that they might regret. But I guess it comes down as well because they got Nelson Asofa Solomona situation playing out. Tua Kamakamitha as well has the front court in January. So they got a few unknowns. If they didn't have those unknowns, I dare say there would have been a stronger push for Brandon Smith to exit the club early. But there's definitely been some discussions about that. And there is an appetite by some of the Storm to say goodbye to Brandon Smith 12 months early.
Now, more broadly speaking, I mean, people are saying on our open line, you know, what's happened to the Melbourne culture? And it's hard to step away from the list of and players involved from, you know, Cam Munster and Brandon Smith. We had the white powder scanner. The Tui Kamakamitha story is a very serious one indeed. What's happening to Melbourne? What's happening to the culture?
Yeah, and you look at all the players that they've lost in the last couple of years. A lot of them have been senior players, and that leadership, all that accountability, I guess, that they've bestowed on others at the club is maybe it's not there anymore. And they've always been a senior run-led team. You know, Craig Bellamy sets the standards and the like, but the reason it's worked year after year in Melbourne is because it's the senior players who are the ones that are driving all those things off the field. And, you know, even a loss like Dalfanuk in the off-season, that's going to have huge ramifications considering all the senior leaders that they've lost. And it's some of the high-profile guys that are dominating headlines as well. Cam Munster, Brandon Smith. Well, these are the guys that should be leading that change and being, you know, ushering in the new era of the Storm, but they've erred a little bit.
One other one this morning, Joey Manu. Great news for the Roosters, confirmation, re-signing. But it's not like the 4 or the 5 year contract that a lot of the star players are getting. Was that discussed? Is there a reason? Do we read into, you know, a couple of extra years for Joey Manu? Any reason for not the long-term deal?
Yeah, it's interesting because the Warriors offered him huge money. Basically, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck money, you know, about the $1 million mark to switch and to play in the halves. That's where he indicated he wanted to play with the Warriors, and they were prepared to do that. So I guess in 2 years' time at the Roosters, Luke Keary's time may be done at the club, and if Joey Manu, he's still young enough to make that transition. So if he feels like, you know, in 2 years' time he's evolved from a centre into a half, or maybe he'll command more money, or maybe that positional switch may come into play at another club if it feels like he's fulfilled everything that he can in the centres.
All right, Michael, you're a good man. We can follow it all in the Telegraph, all the big rugby league stories and other sport as well, of course. Thank you for coming on the show. Back onto you, Harley, my friend.
Thank you, Vossie.